KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky now in Atlantic, 35 degrees. We look forward to become partly sunny today, a high of 59. A frost advisory remains in effect for Cass and area counties, with the exception of those off to the west and southwest, where the advisory was canceled late last hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Governor Terry Branstad has scheduled a special election to fill the House District 21 seat left open by the death of longtime lawmaker Jack Drake of Griswold. Branstad announced Friday that an election would be held on December the 8th. The district in southwest Iowa includes Adams and Union counties and parts of Cass and Pottawatomie counties. Drake, a Republican, was first elected to the House in 1992. He died of natural causes last Sunday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital here in Atlantic. Secretary of State Paul Pate announced the filing deadline for candidates is November 13th at 5 p.m. Iowa Republican Governor Terry Branstad is set to hold town hall meetings and other events across the state this coming week. One of the meetings takes place at 2:30 p.m. Tuesday at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce building. That's at 102 Chestnut Street here in Atlantic. That town hall meeting is open to members of the public. Officials of the Iowa Public Information Board, or IPIB, this past week dismissed a complaint filed by a patron of the Red Oak Community School District that alleged the district failed to provide adequate notice for a meeting of its School Improvement Advisory Committee, or SIAC. According to the Daily Nonpareil, the complaint, which was filed by Red Oak resident Margaret Stoldorf, alleged the district failed to provide a 24-hour notice to the media about the meeting, which was held in January. Margaret Johnson, deputy director of the IPIB, said the state board found a lack of probable cause to move forward with a full investigation of the SIAC concerns. The complaint also brought up other allegations that were found to lack sufficient evidence for additional investigation. The IPIB members voted unanimously Thursday to dismiss the complaint. More Council Bluffs residents now have free access to outdoor wireless internet. The Council Bluffs Area Wi-Fi Consortium launched the Bluffs Community Wi-Fi Network on Thursday. Residents can connect to the internet by searching for the Blink Network in the wireless settings on their device and accepting the terms and conditions. No password is needed. The consortium is a cooperative organization between the school and district and the city. The school district's chief technology officer, David Fringer, said its goal is to bring as much free Wi-Fi to Council Bluffs as possible to encourage teaching and learning in the community. Access to the Blink Wi-Fi is available in an area around Wilson Middle School. The second phase of the project will expand west between I-29 and U.S. Route 6. Public Wi-Fi is already available in downtown Council Bluffs. The Iowa Department of Transportation Sioux City Construction Office reports placement of a barrier rail and traffic control will require the closure of southbound Interstate 29 off-ramp to Floyd Avenue. Our Floyd Boulevard, that's exit 147 in Sioux City, from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. this coming Monday, weather permitting. Motorists traveling in the area are encouraged to use the Nebraska Street off-ramp during the hours mentioned on Monday. If you'd like additional traveler information, it's available anytime through the DOT's 511 system. You can visit www.511ia.org or call 511 within the state of Iowa. A third member of a Central Iowa Volunteer Fire Department has lost his home in a fire this year. The latest fire broke out early Friday at the home of Lehigh Fire Chief Kirk Kelly in Burnside. Kelly says he heard a loud banging noise just before the fire erupted, and he was able to awaken his wife and their two young children. Their dog Snoopy also escaped. The home was destroyed, and officials are still investigating the cause. On October the 5th, firefighter Cody Frazier also lost his Lehigh home in a fire, which remains under investigation. In April, firefighter Milton Friedel of Burnside lost his home in a fire blamed on an electrical problem. Lehigh and Burnside are both Webster County communities about 6 miles apart. Authorities say two people were treated at a hospital after their car collided with a fire truck in Cedar Rapids. The fire truck was on its way to the Central Fire Station, First Avenue, for training when the accident occurred Friday morning. The two firefighters in the truck were not hurt. The names of those involved were not released. In other news, Iowa Congressman Steve King is urging his fellow House Republicans to rally around a Florida congressman's bid to become the next Speaker of the House.
Well, for me, in for a penny, in for a pound, I'm all the way in with Daniel Webster, and I absolutely believe in him, and I think that he could transform the House of Representatives and leave a legacy that would run well after whatever tenure he might have as Speaker.
On Thursday, King sent an email to House Republicans urging them to publicly endorse Webster.
Somebody who is not polarizing, who is not viewed as being one wing of the party or another, one who has a steady hand, one who respects every member.
Webster is a former state legislator from Florida. Nearly two decades ago, Webster became the first Republican speaker of the Florida House for more than a century. King says the 66-year-old Webster, who is from Central Florida, promises a member-driven approach to operations in the U.S. House of Representatives.
And we need the House transformed in Congress, that we know.
King says no other candidate running or rumored to run for speaker has matched Webster's commitment to bottom-up governing. King also praises Webster for his excellent record opposing amnesty. King's letter to his House colleagues urges them to jump on Webster's bandwagon to build momentum for his candidacy. Others are urging Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan to change his mind and run for Speaker. King says Ryan would face the same difficulties in uniting House Republicans that doomed John Boehner, the Ohio congressman who announced last month that he was resigning as House Speaker and leaving Congress. Former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack says the chatter about displacing the Iowa caucuses from leadoff status in the presidential selection process is predictable, and he says the campaign calendar for 2020 is not likely to change.
The same thing happens every 4 years. People have raised questions about the process, and then people say, well, how would you replace it? What would you do to make it better? And when they think about that, they realize, you know, we got a pretty good system right now.
Vilsack says the four early stages, or states that is, of Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina represent a good cross-section of the country.
Allowing for a multitude of candidates to consider running for president and doing it on a retail basis without having to raise hundreds of millions of dollars to be able to do the advertising in a California or New York. And then those states basically narrow the field, and then the bigger states ultimately make the final determination. I think it's a good system, and I think at the end of the day, it's not likely to change.
The Republican National Committee's chairman recently suggested switching to a rotating regional primary system in 2020, and Vilsack says that does raise concerns about the positioning of Iowa's caucuses.
The chairman of the Republican Party did indeed stoke some interest in this.
And he says that Iowans take very seriously their responsibility to participate in the caucus process. And he points to the competitive races among Democrats and Republicans seeking their party's 2016 presidential nomination. Vilsack, a two-term governor of Iowa, endorsed Hillary Clinton in 2007 after ending his own presidential campaign. He's been serving as President Obama's Secretary of Agriculture since January of 2009. In late August, Vilsack endorsed Clinton's second bid for the presidency. Nearly every city in Johnson County has taken a stance on September's decision to increase the minimum wage. The ordinance would increase the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour by 2017 in three 95-cent increments. Shuiville and Solon have voted to keep their minimum wage at 7.25. Oxford and Swisher are also planning to opt out of the measure before the first raise goes into effect on November 1st. Six of the 11 cities in the county will allow the ordinance to take effect. Iowa City and North Liberty say they need to closely study its impact. Tiffin has yet to take a stance on the issue. Johnson County Attorney Janet Linus said that she believes the county can enact a wage increase. The state officials have said it is illegal under the state constitution. And a court has upheld a ruling finding a New Hampton utility wrongfully fired a worker who had exposed inappropriate actions by a supervisor. The Iowa Court of Appeals on Wednesday upheld a lower court judgment that sided with Jacob Hackman, who filed a wrongful termination claim after being fired by New Hampton Municipal Light. Hackman said the matter began in 2012 when he and another employee reported a manager and another worker were selling scrap metal for cash and didn't return the money to the utility. The manager quit and pleaded guilty to theft charges. In 2013, a new manager suspended Hackman, citing several reasons. He was later fired. A jury found the utility liable for $79,849 in lost wages, and it was ordered to pay Hackman's attorney's fees. That is a check of the news brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.